patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
You know what I like? I love going into comments and finding out that the average IQ of the average American is just above people with learning disabilities. And I mean the real severe ones. I mean the people that have like autism and Down syndrome. And discovering that the average American isn't much higher than that. In fact, the threshold should probably be moved down to reset the bar. One of the things that I use to share news out there, and I've only recently created my own what they call magazine, is Flipboard. I have two magazines. Well, I have three magazines on there. I have The Wild Report, and then I've got a heavy metal one, and I have The Daily Dump, which is stories that are a little bit more lighthearted. And recently, CNN posted a news story, which was completely biased. Was it CNN? I don't know. It's one of those left-leaning news organizations that wants to come off as though that they're authoritative and fact-based only. And then three-quarters of the article that they post is opinion. And I simply pointed out, this is called op-ed, not news reporting. If you start injecting heavy opinion into a news story, or any opinion, actually, you are no longer engaging in reporting and journalism. You are now a talking head. People have a hard time with this. They don't like when you bash their favorite news source. They don't like somebody picking on the news source that massages their bias. That's what they don't like. So I've been using Flipboard forever, but I only recently created magazines because I wasn't even aware that you could do this or what the purpose was, but apparently people will follow your magazines. Not everybody follows the magazines they like to read, but they'll come back and read your publication over and over again. And Flipboard has been a sponsor of this program. So I wanted to really understand, you know, the features that are available. Anyway, that being said, I pointed out to one of the readers, what the heck was it? Patriotic American or some stupid name. I forget what it was. But, of course, they obsessively click the link to my name and see that I have one committed follower, which I'm not even sure how he got on there, but whatever, and came back and said, "Ooh, Vince, you must be rocking the podcast world out there. You have one follower." The podcast is in no way really connected to Flipboard at all. So I don't know what point he was trying to make other than he's a pinhead that is stubbornly going to follow his news reporting choices, even if they start burning kittens and drowning infants. Congratulations on your stubbornness, pal. You just kind of proved the point that I was making about the IQ of the average American. So I clicked on his profile. Not really doing that much better than me. 9 followers. Probably mostly family. You know how that works. The first 5 people you get to sign up for anything are always mom, dad, sister, maybe a cousin that you've always been really close with, and so forth. So I'm not really that intimidated. This guy has 9 followers. Because, yeah, in actuality, they're probably people that he knows, either coworkers or friends or family. So F them. But what I find most intriguing about this is the complete lack of, gee, holy cow, I could actually be wrong. Nobody's willing to say that, you know? And I frustrate the hell out of people because, you know, I'm not a lefty, but I'm not a righty either. I come in with my anarchism, which, by the way, if you check out, if you read the Wild Report, I just posted a video on what anarchism actually is, and they don't know how to deal with that. Either they're completely misinformed and think it means that I just want to be like the Joker from Batman, or they don't have a response for it at all, because they know what their argument has to be if they're dealing with a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. But an anarchist shows up and they're like, oh, gee, not in my arsenal of witty comebacks. I didn't prepare for that one. Of course you didn't. You're a moron. But you can rest easy, because most Americans are morons. There's so much that we don't know. And I've made this point before several times. I think I've been more than clear on this point. You never have 100% of the facts. And because of that, that's just a statistical reality. Because you don't have 100% of the facts ever, you can't reasonably dig your heels in and say, this is truth, because you're at least 25% wrong, more than likely closer to 50. And yet, this is what every American does. This is why every American still haphazardly believes that the federal government is really on their side. What an avalanche of bullcrap. If that's what you believe, then you might as well stick your head back in the sand and put your ass in the air, because what's coming, you deserve. I can't fathom the lack of intelligence of the average American out there. The ones that comment on all the Facebook threads. The ones that comment on the political Reddit threads. The ones that go through Flipboard obsessively commenting on every political hot button issue. Either calling Trump God or calling him a Cheeto. It's just non-creative garbage with an IQ averaging about 62. The fact that I am more eloquent than you, the fact that I'm able to look at the system and realize that, wow, this is really broken, and if I'm actually putting my trust in the federal government, I deserve what I get, which probably looks like a concentration camp sooner or later. And I don't have time for your nonsense. I don't have time for your stupidity. I don't have time to argue with you about your brain-dead mentality of being a mindless, brain-dead, consumerist idiot that ultimately will never take part in revolution. You're not going to revolt against the Democrats, and you're not going to revolt against Republicans and Trump. You're not going to do it. You know why you're not going to do it? Because it would interrupt Sunday night football. Because it would screw with Big Brother. Well, that's on. I don't want to miss that. It would mess with so many things, and the average American would rather be entertained than rebel. And the ones that are rebelling are more than likely on the government dole anyway. Antifa, anyone? Yeah, this is one anarchist that thinks Antifa is full of crap. Just, you know, follow the money on that one. George Soros, he's not an anarchist. What is he? Oh, that's right. He's an ex-Nazi. But I digress. I don't even know how that guy is free, by the way. Don't know. And honestly, don't care. Because we all end up in the same dirt pile either way, facing the same judgment at the end of it all. So if you're going to pick a side, pick the one that puts the only person in the world, in the universe, in charge, who hasn't screwed up yet. And I don't want to hear from all you atheist a-holes. Don't even bother with your crap. You're angry with God. You hate him. Deal with it. I don't want to argue, because there's so much impassion there that I can't even stand it. You're so angry when you get talked to. How can you be angry? There's nothing to be angry about. God allegedly doesn't exist. As far as you political pinheads go, I just can't. You know, world's patriot douche nozzle, whoever you are, just admit the fact that you're just another lower, middle, upper class, yuppie American, broke ass, welfare, whatever you are. You're basically the average American no matter where you sit. And you desperately hope that somebody in government will throw you a bone, because you really don't have the time to revolt and rebel and basically turn the country asunder, because you might miss the good programming. And I've got you figured out, and I'm calling your bluff.
New York, London,
Philadelphia,
Japan,
Chicago,
Paris,
San Francisco,
Tijuana,
Los Angeles, California.
The Vince Wild Show.